All right, I got one excited person. The rest of you guys are going to have a very long semester. It's like, I can't wait for Christmas. It's August 21st, okay. Hey, I am excited about, I'm excited about the first day of class. I'm excited about the group that we have here. The student leaders and I have been working with the new students for new student orientation, and I'm telling you repeatedly, new students, you have received compliments on the quality of students that we've interacted with so far. And you guys are just really phenomenal. Bobby and I were blessed to sit with volleyball, they're part of the volleyball team. It's unusual to say the whole volleyball team won't fit around one table because usually they fit around like one cup. But we sat with some of them and they were cleaning up after each other. They were extremely polite, cordial, respectful, and that's just one example of the new students that we have here. And then, of course, the returning students were excited for you guys too. So, glad to have you. I want to dive right in. Let's pray, and then I'm going to talk to you a little bit about our new program here. Lord, thank you for a new semester. Thank you for this group that you have called to be here, Lord. In your sovereignty and in your foresight, you have seen everyone to be here. You've seen it fit for everyone to study and to train and to be sharpened here with our academic programs, with our spiritual formation. And my prayer, God, is that you would receive each one of these. That you would guide each one of us and grow us. That's our heart's desire, is to be more capable men and women who live in a manner worthy of your gospel. So I'm just asking for your blessing on these guys this first day of class, that you would pour out your blessing and your encouragement in their spirit. And we pray it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So, all throughout Scripture, the Scriptures talk about, they make reference to money. They make reference to finances and investment, because I think that Paul, I think that Jesus, I think that Moses understood the power that money has in our life, and it was a very fit imagery when they discussed spiritual truth. So in Galatians 6, it's not a surprise that Paul makes that same kind of reference. He says here in Galatians 6, verse 7, it says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please his flesh, from that flesh he'll reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life." So listen, Christians, crusaders, on your first day of class, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we'll reap a harvest if we don't give up. So as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. I want to encourage you guys with this, and if you are a second through fourth year student, or fifth, you've heard many times, you're going to get out of this spiritual formation program what you invest into it. If you resist, if you look for ways to get around it, you're not going to benefit from it. It will be a burden to you. I promise you that it will be something that doesn't grow you because you don't allow it to do so. If you embrace it, I can assure you that you will receive exactly what you sow into it, okay? If you guys look for opportunity to come to Illuminate sessions to learn what your instructor has to say that day, there will be something for you. I'm not going to promise that you're going to get a home run orator every single Wednesday. What I can assure you, though, is if you receive it with open arms, you'll receive blessing for it. Man, that couldn't be more true of your mentoring relationships, too. If you pursue your mentor, you will receive benefit in that relationship. If you don't pursue your mentor, you won't. And what a loss that would be for you guys. We are going to be pairing you with some incredible, dynamic people, especially you third-year students, with people in your field of study, but it's up to you to make sure that that relationship happens. It's up to you to extract all the value out of that relationship. So let me encourage you again just to continue to reap into that the program and those relationships. Do you dig it?
Sure.
Sure. Sure. Okay, let me tell you what's happening today, and I'll help you tell you what happens usually. Most of you guys have your iCards. You know that you need to badge into this card reader on this side of Christian. My lovely assistant is pointing to it. Badge in there with your iCard. If you don't have an iCard yet, there's going to be some sign-up sheets, and I'll explain those here in a second also. You can sign up today, and you're good to go. From now on, guys, you need to badge in with your iCard. Let me say this from the beginning. If you don't have your iCard, you may not come to me and tell me you're here. I don't care. I'm not going to remember every single person, every single time who says, I forgot, this is going. I forgot my iCard. So don't come to me saying that you forgot your iCard. I'm not in the business of being your nanny and remembering that you're here, but you forgot your iCard. If you forget your iCard, you come to the service, I love you in Jesus' name, and you're going to benefit, and it's wonderful, but you're still going to get counted absence. That's just how it is. All right? In Jesus' name, I speak absence over you. All right? So be sure that you are bringing your iCard every time. And if you don't, it's real simple. All you got to do is go online and submit in Moodle what you heard. So don't inconvenience me. I'm not going to do it. Inconvenience yourself by about 4 minutes to go to Moodle and record what you heard. That's all it takes. All right? So if you're absent, make it up in 4 minutes. That's being conservative. It could probably take you more like 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Okay, so be sure you guys bring those iCards here. If you don't have an iCard yet, admissions is handling iCards right now. Brianna, our other lovely assistant here, is making some of those. So you guys be sure right after this to head to admissions, and they're going to have it for the next, I don't know how long, but that's where it is now. So go get it. This new system, this new program is called Developing Christian Influence. You've seen that on your schedule already. It is no longer called Christian Service because Christian Service is just one part of what we do here, right? We also do chapel and illuminate and service day. So the whole umbrella is called Developing Christian Influence. And that program is tied to a lot of the scholarships that you receive and things like that. So that's the reason that we renamed that program. That's what's going on there. I am the professor of developing Christian influence. So you'll see that on your schedule. I am the keeper of your grade. I walk you through all the makeup, all of the stuff that has to do with actually passing the class. All right. But regarding your mentoring relationships, Mark Worley still fields those. So he is going to be the one responsible to make sure that you are paired with someone and that you're in the right year and stuff like that. Those roles kind of overlap a little bit, but generally speaking, there you go. As a reminder for returners, but new to those who are new, this is where you guys are going to meet from now on, when you meet for Illuminate. The first year students, you guys are going to meet in the chapel every time that you're not with your I group. Okay? And those are on alternating Wednesdays. Look at your schedule in your syllabus. Second year students, you guys meet in 201 when you're not meeting with your fourth year mentor. Right? Third year students, you guys meet in 301 when you're not meeting with your outside mentor. Fourth year students, you guys meet in 301 when you're not meeting with your second year mentee. All right? It's important that you guys learn pretty quickly what year you are, and that's not exactly, doesn't exactly correspond to whether you're a freshman, sophomore, junior, or senior. If you are a transfer student, we want you in our first year program, even if you're transferring in as a junior or whatever. Okay, so transfers, first year program, and then we're going to reassign you based on your situation, when you graduate, what it is that you'd like to do, so we can customize that for you. But for now, go to the first year program. If you came in the spring of 2012, you are now a second year student. Okay, so you're not a first year student, you're only doing that for a semester. Unless you are, in fact, a junior or senior. You guys are the ones that are going to come and talk to us, and we'll place you specifically to what meets your needs the best. Okay? Okay. And if you have any questions about that, that's what we're going to take care of right after this session. I'm going to be in the back, actually outside at a table, and all of our roll sheets are there as far as we understand them, okay? You realize this is kind of a moving target. So we have you placed where we think you are, and then you tell us where you really are, and we'll get you adjusted on our roll sheets. So there are a few hiccups for a few of you guys for the first few sessions, One of the strengths of our program is it's customizable for you, and we put you where you need to be based on your academic track. One of the weaknesses is it's pretty loose, and it takes us a week or two to get you guys placed exactly right. Okay? Questions? Good. Check out your syllabus real quick. The syllabus has much good information for you. I think that you guys will enjoy reading it over and over. I mean, this is like better than Tolstoy and, well, lots better than Tolstoy. That's not saying much. But anyway, Developing Christian Influence, also known as DCI. All right? DCI is a pass-fail course. Okay, so there are different elements of DCI that would drop your grade accordingly, but as long as you pass, if you got a D, you get a pass, okay? So really, there's a lot of pass-fail measures that I'm going to tell you about. So if you do all this, you pass. Once you pass this level, it's an automatic F. So if you miss three Illuminates, for instance, and you don't make them up at all, you pass. That's it. If you miss a fourth one, you fail. That's it. Okay? So there's some pass-fail measures I'm going to talk to you about here in just a moment. So moving through here, all of your Developing Christian Influence information is in Moodle. There's a class site there. You need to go right to your Moodle. The syllabus is there. All the explanations are there. All of your chapel and Illuminate sessions and the way to make up those sessions is there. Your Christian service report is there. And basically everything you need to get through this thing, okay? There are four components to Developing Christian Influence, all right? Chapel attendance is a fourth of your grade. Service day is a fourth of your grade. You need to be at service day. Christian service hours on your Christian service report is a fourth of your grade. And then your Illuminate attendance in journals is a fourth of your grade. I want you guys to understand, if you don't do anything, it's very easy to fail DCI. Okay, if you just ignore stuff, you'll fail. But it is also very easy to pass, and man, I tell you, I'm pretty proud of our communication to you guys as far as you missing stuff. There is no reason for you to not know where you stand. In Moodle, it tells you exactly how many you missed. That's on you, okay? So if you need to know how many chapels you need to make up, go check. Don't email me. Go check. It's right there for you. It's all automated. It's wonderful. If you just take care of your stuff, it is easy to pass DCI. We make it possible for you to make up everything. So you can miss as many chapels as you need to. If life happens, that's fine. Just make it up. And you can do that with all of your portions. Your Christian service reports, you can make every one of those up. Also, I email you every time one's due, so be checking your Crusader mail, and you won't have any questions as long as you read your emails about what you're supposed to be doing. Okay? Now, I have some unfortunate news. This is kind of a somber moment for most of you guys who've been here before. We've had a recent death in the DCC family. Live Text has passed away. Yeah. Dang. Remind me not to invite you guys to my funeral. That would be horrible. I mean, there's been a special place in our hearts for Live Text for years, and you guys are just throwing it under the bus. So, the new students are going, that's good. What is this demon that you call Life Text? It has been exorcised! So we have exorcised Life Text from the situation here. In its place, guys, what we're going to do is we are going to restructure how we do our Illuminate sessions. So you're going to receive instruction in Illuminate for 30 to 35 minutes, something like that. Then you're going to have opportunity to do live journaling in Illuminate. In the session, okay? So it's not going to take any time outside of the class. What you're going to need to do is bring some kind of Live Text journal. Sarah, can you hold that spiral up? That would be perfect. If you have something like that so that you can respond in journal entry form. Mr. Worley, we're not actually collecting those at that time, though, correct? Okay, so here's how this is going to work. We're going to give you time to reflect and to journal, and that's just yours for the keeping, and it's free. And then we're going to end the session with a time of discussion for you to share your reflection. Okay? Then your third Christian service report. You've got three of them, right? Three Christian service reports. Your third one's going to be a little bit beefier. It just has some reflection questions. I don't want to hear any whining about your third CSR because, well, I slayed live text. All right, so when you get to your third Christian service report, you're like, I got to answer a few extra questions. I slayed live text. All right. So do that for us, and that's going to help us with assessing your spiritual growth. It's really important that we know if you're actually benefiting from this program so that we can make it better. That's how we're going to do it. We're going to look at your third CSR and see what you have to say about stuff. Okay? So questions on the exercise demon. Good. Let me see here. Let me remind you that you're going to be meeting on alternating weeks. Your schedule is right here in your syllabus. Okay? We have really done a good job this year on streamlining your syllabus. There's always some hiccups. There's always some weird thing that makes us restructure. There's Kingdom Week and all sorts of stuff in there that makes it a little unusual in some of the formatting, but for the most part, we have done every alternating week is your next deal. But listen, your syllabus is right there. I'm going to email it to you as well so that you have your schedule, okay? So alternating weeks, you're going to meet with your mentor, your mentee, your first-year group, whatever. And then on the other week, second and fourth-year students, you guys need to meet. Third-year students, you need to make sure you're meeting with your mentor. It's not important that you meet on Wednesday at 11 on those weeks, but it is a good idea just so that you have it scheduled, all right? I like the idea of scheduling something because you're a little bit more likely to do it. If you are in the relationship where you have to text your mentor each time to decide where you're going to meet and when you're going to meet this week and what time's good for you, that's not going to work. I mean, by October, you will not be meeting anymore. So when I say you reap what you sow, make strong investments, invest in your calendar, invest a specific time for you and your mentees, you and your mentor to meet. Okay, be sure that you guys protect that time. Make sure I have all these things covered here in your syllabus. Not that you can't read, you just won't. Service day, let me mention that real quickly. Service day is on page 2, and it is on Thursday, October 17th. Real critical that you get off work and you get off whatever else that you might be on instead of service day and go to service day on October 17th. All right? That is a deal breaker on developing Christian influence. If you just skip service day, you're going to fail the semester in developing Christian influence, okay? Christian service reports, I think we've talked about that enough in orientation. The first year students, if you have any questions on these things, read your syllabus and then come ask after you read your syllabus twice. Okay, look after the schedule, skip the schedule. On first year, is that what I have here? Yeah, I have first year, it's page 5, but it's going to be different for the other year's syllabus. I'm looking at developing Christian influence requirements for graduation. Developing Christian influence requirements for graduation. Let me make this real clear because I've got several students in my inbox right now who are not registering and they're not here with you today because they didn't pay attention to this part. All right, so don't let that be you. You have to have a passing grade in developing Christian service in every semester that you're at DCC in which you enroll in 6 or more hours. Okay, if you're here for 5 or 6 years, you still take developing Christian influence, and we'll plug you into some different kind of format or different kind of program so you're not just doing repeats. Okay, but bottom line, if you enroll in 6 or more credit hours, you have to pass developing Christian influence. When it comes time to graduate, if you have some F's on your transcript, you just won't graduate. You're not going to get the degree, and you'll have to make those up. Okay, I make it possible for you to make up all of those, but I will throw myself in your way, and you'll go and not graduate. You're coming to a dead stop. Listen, if you fail 3 semesters of Christian service, I bar you from re-registering. If you fail 3 or more semesters of DCI, then something's not jiving. We're not connected on some level. Okay, and we want to make sure that you are understanding that part of our mission of growing you spiritually through our spiritual formation program. And if you're flunking a bunch of them, then we're not connecting in some way. And I want to be sure that we communicate that to you by not allowing you to come back. You dig it? So if you fail 3 semesters, you are going to be required to make those up before I will let you re-enroll in class, period. And note to the wise, please don't submit your 12 and 20 and 90-page papers right in the middle of a new student orientation. Here is how you make those things up, all right? For your first semester, for your second, for 2 failed semesters, for 3 failed semesters, it is all right there spelled out for you. Okay, if you have any questions on these, read it, all right? And if you still have questions, then read it again. And then if you have questions, come and ask me. But these are going to be simply service that you conduct, and you're going to write a reflection or a research paper responding to the stuff that you've done. You know what? I'll let you read that part. I'm going to skip on over that. Academic integrity in attendance, right after that. Academic integrity in attendance. This is really, really critical that you guys understand that you are not allowed to lie about your attendance. If you badge into a service or to a session and then you leave, someone help me understand how I construe that as lying. You represent that you're here and then you walk away. Someone help me if there's any other alternative. Anyone? No. So we've established together you're lying at that point. It is not just like, well, I meant to be here and something came up and I don't. No, if you indicate that you're here and you leave, you're lying. If you sign your friend in and your friend is not there, you're lying. And you're lying about a course called Developing Christian Influence. The irony is not lost on me, but it does happen. If that happens, guys, you're going to receive an automatic 3-letter grade reduction on your DCI grade. All right, that means your starting place obviously is an A. If you are discovered that you're lying about attendance or you're lying for a friend or a friend is lying for you, you're automatically going to be starting at a D. What that means is if you miss like a chapel and a half, you're just going to flunk. All right, it is going to be real difficult for you guys to pass DCI at that point if you're discovered lying about your attendance. Okay, so let me encourage you to be a Christian and don't do that. Jesus would never lie about his attendance. I'd be interested to see Jesus in our spiritual formation program. That'd be very intimidating. Anyway, I digress. There is a table on the back of your syllabus, the very last page. I think there, for our fourth year, it may be like the third to the last page. Traditional students, DCI requirements. This is your whole course at a snapshot, okay? This has the requirement that you have to do, and you see the 4 elements I've already told you about right across the top that are required for DCI. The second column, or the second row, is the point of no return. Like I mentioned, it's pass-fail. So if you get a D and you maintain your D, all you are going to see on your transcript is a pass. And that is exactly what it takes to fail Christian or developing Christian influence, okay? And it also lists how you can make up every one of those things. Easy enough, one handy little table right there for you. If you have any questions on this, guys, read your syllabus. All right? I feel it. I feel good about this. Yeah. I mean, I just feel a spiritual peace over this whole situation. Mr. Worley, did I miss anything? You feel a spiritual peace, too. You're feeling lunch. Okay. For real, any questions, I'd be happy to answer those real quickly before we move on to our next portion. All right, here's what we're going to do next. Mr. Worley is going to come and talk to you guys. When he dismisses, it's very important that you collect rubrics. Christian, since you're my lovely assistant, although you're not wearing your dress, can you collect rubrics on the way out? Thanks. Here's what you guys are going to do. He is going to dismiss most of you. He's going to retain the fourth year students just for a few minutes. The rest of you guys, it's going to be a little bit of a log jam as you go by that table. I understand that, but we're letting you out pretty early too, so don't fret. What I need y'all to do, I need you to listen. Don't go yet. Don't lose me yet, because Mr. Worley still needs to speak with you. I need you guys to go to the table out there and just initial that you're on the correct roll. That's where, if you have weird circumstances, you transferred here or you're going to be here an extra year, I'm going to work with every single person individually as you walk out. If you're on the right roll sheet and things are good, you just initial it and walk on. Piece of cake. But be patient as I'm working with students getting y'all through there. You understand? I will turn it over to Mr. Worley and see you guys in the back.
Hey, guys, one of the things that is a distinctive of Dallas Christian College, as you know, our mission statement says Dallas Christian College educates and mentors students to be people of influence under God's influence for a life of influence. So mentoring is absolutely an integral part of who we are, educate and mentor. So the mentoring aspect is on an equal basis of the education. So what we practice here at DCC is intentional mentoring. In other words, it's almost like that no student left behind. We really don't want anybody here to be without some form of mentoring. First year students are mentored by a faculty or staff. You've already kind of gotten in that first year mentoring group, and so you're going to meet with them twice a month. Second year students, you're going to be mentored by fourth year students. And in fact, fourth year students are going to stay. You're going to meet with me up here. We're going to talk just briefly, but we're going to pair you up with second year students. And so that happens every other week as well. I was really excited. Beforehand, I was talking with Sierra Latour and April Welsh, and they were saying, man, we just can't wait. In fact, quite a few fourth-year students have just said, I can't wait to get my second-year mentee. But you do need to make sure that you arrange a time, and it doesn't have to be Wednesday mornings at 11. It can be other times. But you need to work to arrange, make sure that you're meeting twice a month. And in your syllabus for second and fourth year students, there is a curriculum if you choose. It's based on Wesley's Holy Club, which is phenomenal, 22 questions. In fact, if some of the other students want that, it's just a way of accountability. It's really a way to check yourself as far as your spiritual walk. It's a great list of questions just to ask. But, that curriculum is based on that. But if you the idea of mentoring really is not discipleship. In other words, not that I come in with a curriculum or something like that. But mentoring, guys, is really based on your agenda. What are things that you need to talk about? What are things you need to address in life? Okay, so it's a mentee's agenda, and we're going to talk more about that, but that's a big difference between discipleship. You know, if I'm discipling you, I walk in with my agenda, but if I'm mentoring you, I walk in waiting for you to give me the agenda. What are things that you want to know about in life? What are questions that you have about life or about spiritual aspects of life? You know, so that's a big difference in format. So there is, however, something there for you to just spur discussion. For fourth-year students, it's a full curriculum in your syllabus. So don't throw away the syllabus if you're not sure what to talk about or things like that. Just bring that the first couple of times, and then you'll get in the swing of things there. Mentees. You know, it's there if you want to follow along. So don't lose these syllabuses. Don't lose them. Use them for that benefit. Third-year students are mentored by outside mentors, people who are in everyday walk of life. And here's the key. Guys, for many of you third-year students, I'll tell you what, I'm just being honest. In some cases, it's a little scary because we have some pretty incredible mentors out there who want to mentor you. And I mean, we try to pick absolutely incredible people. But, you know, what I've heard before is, well, you know, they just didn't, they didn't want to meet, or they didn't get together with me. And that's pretty embarrassing. So fourth year students, second year students, you really need to be able to make it happen, get together. But third year students, you need to pursue those mentors and just say, man, I really want to meet with you. I really want to share some time with you. And so they are there, but we need to pursue that. So in just a second, we're going to dismiss everybody. Again, fourth-year students, if you will come up this way, we're going to help you sign up for, make sure that you're in the fourth year, and then sign up for a second-year mentor. Third-year students, we'll be in contact. Third-year students, if you already have a mentor and you want to stay with that outside mentor, then you need to email me. mworley@dallas.edu. You need to let me know who your mentor is, and that way we can do that. You can also let Eric know.
Yeah, actually, on the site you choose, you can fill out your mentor's name and their contact information.
Yeah.
If you don't have their contact information,
make me
wonder if you're
Yeah, and when you put their contact information, I will get in touch with them and just say, hey, here's kind of what we're looking for as far as an outside mentor. Okay, if you're a business major, it could be your boss. And you know what? That would really enhance that when I get in touch with them and just say, hey, this is what we're looking for. And so that really could enhance the experience there. All right. If you have questions about the mentoring aspect, guys, and once again, all across the United States, you know, we have yet to find somebody that has something as intentional of a mentoring program as we have here for all of students. It's just a pretty incredible thing for you. It's a benefit for you, and that mentor can really help you in life and in the future. So plan on that. First year students, you're going to be talking with and interacting with that faculty or staff member and others. You know, you need to be sure to seek out and make sure that mentoring is happening. And it's not just like a couple of you guys getting together and go, okay, yeah, high five, all is well. You know, I mean, you really need to talk about life and don't gloss over this opportunity, because it's a great opportunity. Hey, here's the truth. I never had a mentor. You know, I didn't. And later on when I got into life, I was like, man, I wish that I had somebody I could call. I wish I had somebody who could help me. I was in ministry, and there was all kinds of stuff happening. And there was stuff happening in my marriage. There was all kinds of stuff. And I just, man, it was like, I wish I had somebody, you know, to talk to. And that's one of the many reasons mentoring is so extremely important to me. I mean, it's extremely important, because I don't want any of you to not have that person who you think of that I can call and talk to this person, and they know me, and we can interact. So please do that. We're going to dismiss fourth-year students. You need to come up here just for a couple of seconds. We're going to sign in, but we're going to sign in and take a look at mentors. All right? Go to the table out there. Thank you.